Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest this morning is Renee van Straat and her team. She's a manager and an inspector at SPCA Randfontein and Western Area, or SPCA Rand West for short. Lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Baie dankie. Dis 'n absolute groot voorreg om te wees.
You do the work of angels. You do the kind of work that a lot of people can't do, but it is some of the most important jobs in this country because people are cruel, people are unkind, people are abusive towards animals. I know a lot of people don't want to hear details about it, so I'm not going to get into details about it. But just trust me when I say to you, yet you're underful.
Definitief. That's an understatement.
Just this year, for instance, what does the average day look like? Abandoned animals, abused animals, cats, dogs, probably donkeys.
Yes. So our average day can start at like 5 a.m. in the morning, a dog hit by a car, or a cat stuck in a car engine. And then we also do routine inspections. So we visit your abattoirs, your cell yards, your poultry farms, ensuring those animals' welfare standards are met. And then you have another incident where there's a dog on a chain, or there's a dog that got burnt with hot water, and then you have to rush out there. And then there's a cattle truck on the road that were involved in an accident, and then you go and assist there. So every day it's so unknown. You wake up every morning and you don't have any idea what the day holds or what the cruelty you see. And my team of inspectors that goes out into unknown homes, you don't know what hostility you're going to meet with the owners.
That tough job, people.
It's so many life-threatening situations out there. It's a challenge, to say the least.
Well, listen, good job. I absolutely salute you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I have the most respect and admiration for what you do. Honestly, it is such an important job. And I will always, as long as I have a voice and a platform, support the SPCA and animal shelters like yourselves.
Thank you.
What makes the SPCA different sometimes is the fact that you've got the legal mandate.
Yes, yes.
You have the legal right to remove animals.
Yes.
And it's so necessary because how adult people still don't know the difference between kindness and cruelty.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
I even see sometimes stories about people just moving and leaving the dog or the cat behind.
It's abandoning.
What kind of person are you?
Yeah, that's like 10% of our monthly complaints that we receive as animals abandoned.
They just leave them there?
Yeah, yeah. We actually dealt with a pig abandonment yesterday where the owners just left the farm with all the pigs.
No way.
Yeah. And I saw that horrible story about the chickens as well. Thousands and thousands of chickens. And then also, now with the cold setting in, you still have to explain to people that animals also get cold.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do an outreach to say to someone, a dog can get cold.
Yeah.
I would be so frustrated if I did your job.
Mm.
Like, seriously, how you have to explain to another human being.
Mm. It's very frustrating.
A dog or a cat or a donkey or a chicken can feel pain.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah.
They need to be warm as well. Oh, really? Yes. You can't leave the dog on a short chain all day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. It
you
frustrates
have to feed
me.
Feed the animals.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Like,
you have to provide medicine. Are you going to pay for it? No, you want the dog. You have to provide for the dog.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
And now you've got all this situation, right? So now you take a dog away from someone who's been abusive and cruel to it or abandon it. Then people want to come and steal that dog's food in the shelter.
Exactly.
The kind of stuff that we deal with in this country when it comes to that, other countries I'm sure as well, is just it's mind-boggling. And this is why you're here this morning. You've had cases of break-ins and theft, mensenbreek and steal.
Yes. So both the branches, the Randfontein and the Western Area branch, are in very remote areas. So we're so vulnerable for the illegal activities that's going on around us. And like you said, people have vindictive thoughts about us. So we had situations where one of our staff members got held hostage in the Western Area branch about 2 years ago, where they threatened that they want to harm our field officer. this year or end of last year, the members at the Randfontein SPCA, before they arrived at work, they attacked them outside of the gate and stole their phones. And
sure.
Yeah, it's very challenging. And we're at a stage where our staff are fearing for their lives coming into work every day.
Understandably, yes.
And I feel that's so unfair because they do such an amazing work. And
yeah,
it sometimes go unappreciated what they do. And now they have to fear for their lives as well. We actually have staff quarters on both sides where they can sleep overnight. They don't want to do that anymore because they're fearing for their lives. After the incident at the Western Area SPCA when the roof got stolen, we had two guys that voluntarily stayed there to help us with security. They also got held hostage at gunpoint. And the same day, they packed up and they left and they said, nobody can live like this. So that leaves our animals so vulnerable on the premises.
What kind of people, what kind of nonsense is this? Your job is tough enough as it is.
Yes.
Now you also have to deal with that.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. The best we can do as a society is to remind you about the great job that you do.
Thank you.
And secondly, is to support you to keep doing it.
Yeah. Thank you.
At all cost.
Yeah. Yes.
No one should stop you from being the voices for the voiceless. Yeah.
Yes.
No one should stop you from intervening and saving animals from cruelty.
Yes.
No one. So I'm very happy that you're here this morning. I appreciate it a great deal. So what will help you? A security system?
Yeah, so we're specifically looking at upgrading the security system at the Western Area branch.
Okay, so 45,000 are needed for this comprehensive alarm system of yours at the SPCA Rand West. That's the one, Randfontein, as well as Western Area. I'm happy to tell you that from the Good Morning Angels Fund, I'm going to give you that 45,000 rand that's necessary.
Thank you.
I'm going to add to that another 25,000 rand as well.
Wow.
Because I know you need it.
Yes.
So there's a good 70 grand
wow.
to help you with your system, to help you going into winter, I'm sure. So now we're talking about the West Rand. I'm doing a Varumfees show in the West Rand this Saturday at a place called Berlin Bay, and I'm asking people to come to the show and bring a blanket.
Oh wow.
This is how much confidence I have in the West Rand that I'm going to already donate 100 blankets.
Wow.
From that.
Yay!
To you as well. Alright.
Don't let me down, West Rand.
So another 100 blankets there, because you've got, how many kennels do you have?
Between the two branches, about 60.
Okay, well, there
plus,
you go.
Plus cats, it's 40 kennels, so it's
100.
Yeah.
Oh,
boom!
Perfect. Perfect.
There we go. Good timing. So there you get your blankets, because we're going into winter, and those kennels, I mean,
yeah,
you know, do you think that that's better for them than where they were before?
Yes.
Yes.
Sitting there in your ork, starting, eh? And then thirdly, I want to encourage people to go and have a look. Go to the branches.
Yes.
Go to the SPCA in Western Area. Go to the SPCA in Randfontein. Take your kids, your family, or take your colleagues. Go and visit them. See how you can help. Maybe you can donate more. Get involved.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Selfs as you can help, verf.
Fine.
Lekom Yoton, would keep doing what you're doing. You're absolute angels.
Thank you so much.
Want to support you as long as I'm around. And I'm so proud of our supporters of Good Morning Angels to empower us to help you with this.
Thank you so much. Also, if I can, want to encourage your listeners, please do get involved with your local SPCA.
Yes.
Every SPCA, I can promise you, is in such dire need. And it's not always just financially. Like Martin said, go to the branch, interact with the staff. You'll see, oh, maybe one staff kennel, the gumboots is hanging by a thread. Let me see if I get in contact with the company, get the staff uniform donated. Or needs painting, let me organize a volunteer day. And because our staff, we're focusing on the animals. We don't have the time to prioritize things like that. And that's where committee members comes in. And they're just as important, because they support us. And without them, we can't do what we do. So please do get in touch with your local SPCA. Find out what fundraising they have going on. Get involved. Share their platforms, social medias.
And finally, adopt, don't shop.
Amen.
Rescue and then rescue some more. Bye bye, Lacquer. Good job, Angels.
Thank you so much.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.